KXRN News. I'm John Scott. 2024 is winding down. The National Weather Service meteorologist William Churchill says so far there are no major storms in the forecast for New Year's.
Really, it's mostly good news. We had that big winter storm for the Christmas holiday for the center part of the country. Does not look like there's going to be any big storms like that going into New Year's. So the travel situation looks a little bit better. There could be a little bit of rain and snow in parts of the central and northeast, but it doesn't look like any major storm at this point.
Churchill does say rain will fall from the mid-Atlantic to New England today, and it will be especially heavy in some areas. Also at SRNNews.com, Israel's prime minister says the military is deepening its fight against Hamas, despite U.S. calls for Israel to curb civilian casualties in Gaza and international pressure for a ceasefire in the face of overwhelming casualties there. Ben Thomas has more.
Israeli forces have expanded their ground offensive into urban refugee camps in central Gaza. In a video message, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu telling Hamas, "We have fighters on the ground, sometimes also underground, and we have eyes in the sky. We see you and we will get you." The offensive has produced scenes of chaos at Gaza's hospitals. The World Health Organization's Sean Casey.
Health capacity is at about 20% of what it was 80 or so days ago. There's blood everywhere in these hospitals at the moment. We're seeing almost only trauma cases come through the door.
I'm Ben Thomas.
And on Wall Street, stocks have moved slightly higher as trading remains relatively light ahead of the New Year holiday. The Dow ahead 66 points. The NASDAQ is up less than a point. This is SRN News. South Dakota voters may decide to neutralize their constitution.
On Election Day 2024, an amendment will be on the ballot that would require that the state charter be rewritten with gender-neutral language. Nine other states, including California, Maine, New York, and Rhode Island, have all written their constitutions of any reference to gender, specifically the male gender. If voters approve the amendment, South Dakota would be the first Midwestern state to neutralize its constitution. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A battle over religious freedom continues in Minnesota. Attorneys for a woman who was denied emergency contraception in 2019 have told the Minnesota Court of Appeals that the Christian pharmacist who refused to fill the prescription discriminated against her. A lawyer for the pharmacist says his client was acting on his religious beliefs. Last year, a jury ruled in favor of the pharmacist. This is SRN News. In medical news, after recalls and infections, experts say safer eye drops will require new Food and Drug Administration powers. Correspondent Norman Hall has the latest.
When you buy eye drops at a U.S. store, you might assume you're getting a product made in a clean, well-maintained factory that's passed muster with health regulators. But repeated recalls involving over-the-counter drops are drawing new attention to just how little U.S. officials know about the conditions at some manufacturing plants on the other side of the world and limited tools they have to intervene when there's a problem. The FDA is asking Congress for new powers, including the ability to mandate drug recalls and require eye drop makers to undergo inspections before shipping products to the U.S. But experts say those capabilities will do little without more staff and resources for foreign inspections. Norman Hall, Washington.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.